A Bradley University professor says movie studios' reluctance to release films is impacting movie theaters already suffering from months of closure.
People are still skeptical, so they don't go to the theater. And then the studios say, well, people aren't going to the theater. They're not risking it, so no, we're not going to release another new film, right?
That's Corey Barker, a Bradley professor in the Department of Communication. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unlin Companies. On Deck helps you start each day with an update on what's happening in our community, brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unlin Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unlin.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Monday, October 5th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. A new Peoria-based startup will offer a line of all-natural desk accessories made from a leather substitute manufactured by another Peoria-based startup. Joe Deacon reports.
Midwest-made co-founders Jake Hammond and Jess Brown knew each other growing up in Pekin. Hammond says when they reconnected about a year ago at the Nest co-working space in downtown Peoria, they decided to figure out a way to work together.
And then through some relationships and stuff with Natural Fiber Welding, we uncovered an opportunity to become a licensee for them and be able to take some of their products and actually commercialize them and take them to market to the consumer side.
Using Natural Fiber Welding's vegan leather substitute Mirum, Midwest Made will market 100% plastic and animal-free premium office accessories such as mouse pads, desk mats, and coasters. Hammond says the company was already thinking of people with mobile and non-traditional offices before working from home became the norm amid a global pandemic.
Digital nomad is who we're focusing on, right? The remote workers, the people that work from coffee shops or co-working spaces.
Hammond, the founder and executive director of the Peoria Innovation Alliance, says Midwest Made and NFW working together will benefit both companies.
They're poised to have some significant growth, and just to be able to be in their backyard and have a great relationship with them means a lot for us.
Midwest Made has launched a Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign with a goal of raising $10,000 by the end of the month. Hammond says the money will help the company hire more people and expand the product line. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County health officials reported 4 more COVID-19-related deaths heading into the weekend, including 3 residents of a Pekin long-term care facility. The region's death toll stands at 87. Bradley University has seen its lowest one-week COVID-19 positivity rate since in-person classes resumed in August. And Peoria will allow trick-or-treating this Halloween, but still recommends practicing safe social distancing. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The pandemic has drastically changed how we watch movies. That's having a big impact not only on movie studios, but also on local theaters. Tim Shelley spoke with Corey Barker, a Bradley University professor who's been researching how COVID-19 is impacting movie distribution.
Early in the pandemic, there were a number of films that were slated to be released in early March, right when the pandemic really hit badly in the United States, and how studios decided to push a lot of those planned theatrical releases to what they're calling, you know, premium video on demand, which is essentially dropping it on iTunes or the Amazon store or Google Play, and instead of allowing you to rent it for $3 or $6, they were charging $20, because the idea was that this is supposed to be a movie that's in theaters and therefore pay a premium, and obviously that's an attempt to try to make some money back that they're losing from it not being in the theater.
How successful have theaters been in trying to push new releases and more people to these platforms?
To be honest, I don't feel like it's been as successful as they had hoped. In the beginning of our pandemic world in the United States, there was a lot more of this experimentation to try to make some of that money up. And then as we got into May and June, when we're reaching basically the normal kind of summer blockbuster calendar, there was obviously a real resistance from the major studios to release films that wouldn't, you know, theoretically make $1 billion or more than $1 billion worldwide in the theater. And so you started to see more kind of panic and consideration for what to do. You know, the big kind of talking point was surrounding Disney's Mulan, And Disney took another approach with Mulan and decided to release it to Disney Plus. And they said, if you want to pay $30, so even more of a premium, this is an opportunity to see a movie that we were planning on releasing in theaters. But then Disney announced that it was pushing all of its planned, you know, movies that it was going to release this fall and this winter that were originally planned to be released in the spring and summer to next year, or even, you know, at the end of next year. And there wasn't really a suggestion that many of those films would go to Disney Plus. So that tells me that as we move through this pandemic and people's experiences have kind of dragged on at being mostly in their house and stuck with certain types of entertainment and not being able to access others, the experimentation that was happening earlier in the pandemic has kind of gone by the wayside as the studios realize that their primary way of making money is really the best way for them forward, even if that means taking 6 months to a year before they release those movies.
Theaters still are only kind of operating right now for the most part. So what's this mean for the future of it?
What's interesting is that the studios have enough to try to wait this out a little bit longer. But as the pandemic has progressed, we've seen tons of stories about theater chains not necessarily having the resources to be able to wait these things out, right? As far as financially, when these movie theaters opened up and they didn't necessarily get the new releases, that's kind of a self-generating cycle where they don't have a lot of new releases. People are still skeptical, so they don't go to the theater. And then the studios say, well, people aren't going to the theater. They're not risking it. So no, we're not going to release another new film, right? And so that just keeps moving forward.
That's Bradley University professor Corey Barker talking to Tim Shelley. For more of their conversation, visit WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance, and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.